Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have with us Mayor DeZine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning, Audrey.
All kinds of fun stuff going on, getting ready for fair coming up, getting ready for all the garden boxes and everything that everybody's doing outside, and getting ready to run into everybody's favorite plant, poison ivy. How do we take care of poison ivy, Abby?
Well, I think the most important thing about poison ivy is, and Audrey, you mentioned this before we started, is if you know you come in contact with it, you need to make sure that you can get the oils washed off as soon as you can. I'm one of those fortunate people that I can be around it and touch it and not be affected at all. My husband, on the other hand, gets it very easily, gets it in his eyes, if, you know, the burning piece of it. And so those are things that we have to be careful of, recognizing how susceptible we are to poison ivy and trying to get in and get our clothes washed and our skin washed before it really sets in. And I know a lot of us have had experience with that, good, bad, or indifferent. But I do want to talk about how poison ivy grows in multiple forms. It's not just on the ground cover that we think of, leaves of three, let it be. It actually comes in three different forms. The ground cover that we're probably the most familiar with, but it also is an upright woody shrub and a climbing woody vine. And in the vining habitat, those aerial roots that grow above ground will give a fuzzy rope-like appearance. And then our ground cover poison ivy is often confused with Virginia creeper or woodbine. And poison ivy shrubs, which is the upright ones, can appear in fields, pastures, even in the home garden. Many of the leaf margins are going to be toothed, incised, lobed, or smooth. But poison ivy is always going to be in the groups of three that I mentioned earlier. And on these three versions of poison ivy, the middle leaflet is the only one that is going to have a long stalk and is larger than the other two. And the other two leaves are going to be closely attached to the petiole, which is the leaf stem. And when we're removing poison ivy plants, make sure to wear pants, long sleeves, gloves. And then, like I spoke about earlier, make sure that we go in and get those clothes washed and get our skin washed so that we can remove the traces of that. And one thing that we want to talk about is when we are removing these, the ground cover form, doing a direct spray or digging are the most common strategies for removal. And if we make sure the soil is moist, so not right now unless we get some of these rains that we're supposed to be getting, go out and pull those if you're going to do that strategy for removal. The other thing is herbicides may also be used to get rid of the shrub form. And direct spray, just bring it right on there, is going to be the best way to do that, especially for our vines. We can cut off the plant, and then we can treat the basal application. And then getting any emerging sprouts with the herbicide when they appear. And so people will say, what herbicides work the best? Because it's a multi-leaf, we can use a 2,4-D, which won't kill our grass. But we can also do glyphosate Roundup applications, but knowing that that is going to kill everything in sight. And a lot of times where our poison ivy is, we don't care. It's in a ground cover under some trees a lot of times, and we kill out everything, that's okay. If it happens to be in our yard or our garden, we're going to be much more careful with how we remove those. And so if it's in our garden, the 2,4-D is also going to kill your garden plant. So if it is in your garden, you'll want to make sure to glove up, long sleeves, pants, and go out and try to pull as much of it as you can. And do some spot spraying, being careful on drift, wind direction, and things like that to protect our other plants. In our yard, the 2,4-D definitely will work. It's not going to kill your fescue lawn or if you've got a warm season lawn. And so those are going to be the best way to take care of those. I did talk about the killing the vine version. Go ahead and cut those vines as close to the ground as we can. That will kill the vine that's up above. And then we can take something that is more like a remedy and paint that on the base of the stem that you just cut so that it will kill it down below. So keep that in mind. Also, if you pile this up, I mentioned earlier, the smoke will also carry the oils of the poison ivy. So be careful if you are burning any poison ivy, whether you're doing just a controlled burn and you happen to get in some poison ivy, or you've pulled vine or pulled poison ivy and put it in a pile to burn. Just be aware that that can get in your lungs and it's very dangerous. I know, Audrey, you talked about someone that you knew that got it on their skin and it's so bad that they ended up with an infection. So it really is something that we want to take good precautions against, whether it's our health and being in contact with it, but also making sure that we keep that under control, especially if we've got kids or people that we know are susceptible to getting poison ivy very easily. And so I just thought that this would be a good topic. We're all starting to get out and about. The weather's getting nice, and a lot of us run into poison ivy, and these are some things to think about, that it does come in three varying forms. Take precaution once you've been in contact, and also how to get rid of it.
Definitely get rid of it. Not a fun thing to run into. Like, hey, the dog's been rolling in those plants over there. Let's pet him.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's ick. Don't like poison ivy. It's sneaky stuff. I've seen it climb up trees and mimic the branches.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just a harmless tree. Come and sit in my shade and I will drop these leaves on you and make your life miserable.
Uh-huh.
Ugh. If folks want some more information, you know, just to make sure, hey, is this really poison ivy, or what's the best thing I can use for this? And, you know, alternatives to setting it on fire, how do they best get a hold of you?
Well, you can contact any of your local extension offices and they can help you. But if you want to reach out to us, our phone number is 913-795-2829. And I think the easiest way with this is if you think you've got it and you aren't sure, call your extension office and say, hey, can I email this to you and send a picture to us and we can help you identify that.
Outstanding. All right. Well, hopefully everybody jumps on this pretty quickly and we don't have too many cases of people clawing their arms off or their ankles or anywhere else that decides to come in contact.
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks for the heads up, and we'll keep our fingers crossed. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.